Good afternoon, Epic Chef fans. I'm Jim Blunt, the host and owner of this Epic Chefs podcast, where our motto is, we find everyday people creating epic food and drinks. Today's episode is the one that we're all going to call episode number one, as I think it's good for people to know why we've started this podcast, what we hope to achieve, where do we see the podcast going, and what do we hope to get out of it. So let's start with the basics. Why did we start this podcast? Well, if you know anything about me at all, you'll know that I love food and I love to cook. Plain and simple, I started this podcast because I love to eat. I love everything about food. I love the different smells. I love how you can arrange and plate food to look appetizing. All the different tastes, from traditional American food to Hispanic food, all kinds of Asian food, European food, Mediterranean food, the different textures in food. I love it all. There aren't too many foods that I won't eat. I'm a pretty adventurous eater. At one point when I was living in Washington State, I was toying with the idea of starting a catering business, but I kind of decided it was too much work and it really wasn't the right time in our lives. We also played around with the idea of opening our own restaurant. It would have been my barbecue combined with Marta's salads and other Chilean food. Think empanadas de pino and pastel de choclo. I've had my own business before, and I loved being my own boss. It's very freeing, and it allows you to be very creative with your work process and do what works for you, you know? You get to set the parameters that define success for you and to decide what your business should look like and how it's going to operate, regardless of what other people tell you it should be. But it's also a lot of hard work because you're it. You, your spouse, maybe your kids, any friends and relatives you can rope into working for you part-time for free. Anything you can do to get your business off the ground. But you wind up working way more hours in a day when you work for yourself than you ever would have working for someone else. But by the same token, you get to reap all the rewards of that work. So because of this love of food, I decided that I wanted to start a side hustle that can earn me some extra money without all the extra work involved of opening a restaurant or being a caterer, right? So like I said a minute ago, I'm something of a foodie, and I have been for at least 30 years. From the time I got my first charcoal grill and cooked my first hamburgers, my first steaks, chicken, sausages, smelled the food cooking over the grill on a good summer day, the smell of barbecue, I've been hooked. In the last couple of years, I thought it would be fun to try and create social media posts, you know, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, all those guys, and showcase the food I could cook. However, I realized that I'm not one of those young, hip, good-looking crowd that seems to be required to pull in large numbers of followers. Nor do I have all the equipment needed to create the really professional videos that most of them post. I mean, these guys are using anywhere from $25,000 to $100,000 worth of equipment, and they've got multiple people running it for them, right? I don't have that. Discouraged by that, I was thinking about what I wanted to do until one day while out with my wife and a friend, having lunch, scrolling around town, I had an epiphany. Which brings us to the next question. What do we hope to achieve with this podcast? Well, that requires a little bit of a backstory. Quite honestly, I came to Arizona kind of against my will. I had lived the previous 40 years of my life in a relatively small town in southeastern Washington State, commonly called the Tri-Cities, so named because of the three major towns on either side of the local rivers. It's where I went to middle school and high school. It's where I'd worked for most of my adult life outside of the 4 years I spent in the Army. It's where the majority of my friends lived. The entire population of all three major towns, along with four smaller towns and the outlying suburbs, didn't even break 300,000 until sometime around 2016. I don't like change, and the thought of moving from a town that size, with a moderate climate and plenty to do outdoors, to the Phoenix Valley, which has about 4.5 million people and temps as high as 122 in the summer, quite honestly scared the crap out of me. But just when you have your life planned out, God comes along and says, hey, I think it's time we shake things up a bit. So here I was at the age of 52, starting a new job in a new town where I only knew two people, and one of them left after 6 months. Thanks, Brian. And I had no idea where any decent restaurants were. So, the primary function of our podcast is going to be finding really good places to eat and creating a comprehensive list of those eateries in and around the Phoenix Valley, as well as the surrounding areas. Our secondary goal is to start interviewing the owners and or the chefs of the establishment to find out what drove them to pin their hopes and dreams on such a fickle arena. That means that this podcast serves a twofold purpose. Not only will it allow me to build a list of great places to eat, but we envision it being free advertising for the business owners, hopefully driving more customers and revenue through their doors. We're still trying to monetize how we're going to make money with this, but with a stable income, primary income, we'll see what happens as the business grows. We'll play it by ear. Which brings us to our next question. Where do we see the podcast going? Well, the thing about our podcast that I think will set us apart over time will be the depth of our business interviews and reviews. I foresee Epic Chefs podcasts and videos, as well as the EpicChefs.com website, as kind of a combination of Guy Fieri's Triple D, you know, diners, drive-ins, and dives, combined with Yelp and good old-fashioned reporting. Not only will we be bringing you both new and established chop houses and fast food places, but you'll also get to know something personal about the individual that created the food you'll be eating. I'm also very excited to see if I can have as big an impact on some local businesses as I'm hoping we can. So with the rising costs of gas, food, employee wages, additional and higher taxes, it has really taken a big bite out of small businesses. We're never going to negatively interview a business and try and ruin their business. We are here to expose those businesses you would never have heard of about otherwise to a much larger market and hopefully increase their revenue by driving customers to their place of business. I want people to remember our company as the one that helped elevate others to success. A podcast so successful in our interviews with other entrepreneurs that make great food and drinks that people start coming to us asking to be on our podcasts. Other than that, I want the world to know that we were fair, honest, and did the best we could to lift others up. Long term, what do we hope to get out of it? Over the long term, I hope to build the website and the podcast up to the point where I'm doing interviews of the best places to eat in cities all over the United States and around the world. Ultimately, I'm hoping that when I retire, that this will provide us with a supplemental means of income or maybe become our primary means of income, even before retirement age. I mean, that's the ultimate goal, right? It'll be a lot of work, but I think it will also serve as a valuable resource, not only to people that live in those areas, but visitors and tourists to areas that we spotlight. I'm also hoping it can serve as a stepping stone, allowing me to interview some of the world's most famous chefs and culinary artists. Bobby Flay is a big personal hero of mine in the culinary arena, not only because of how successful he is, but because of how fast he thinks on his feet and seems to innately know what flavors would work well together. Someone else that I'm a fanboy of is Robert Irvine. He's a great chef. He's always positive and helping others out, and he seems to be a genuinely nice guy. I could go on all day about the famous chefs that I'm hoping this will lead to, but for now, I'll be happy with finding new and fabulous places to eat here in our new hometown. So, there you have it. The who, what, why, where, and how of our Epic Chefs podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you have any questions, feel free to ask in the comments section. Please go look us up and subscribe to our content on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat, and Podbean. Have a great day, and don't forget to eat well.